How to Clean a Couch, In-Depth Guide, 2021. If it comes to cleaning your property, your attention is principally on the chunk. So you are cleaning your sheets, vacuuming curtains and blinds, and ensuring all of your surfaces are clean. However, what about your couch? Regrettably, you cannot throw the entire thing at the laundry and call it a day. Your sofa could be enormous, maybe made from soft fabrics, linen, and maybe a complete magnet for pet hair and tiny clumps of debris. However, nobody likes to sit on a musty, yellow, smelly couch. You will want to clean your entire couch regularly. When stains or spills happen, it's essential to handle them immediately. Please keep reading our post on how to clean a couch, to maintain your sofa looking great for ages. Fabric upholstery cleaning codes. As with clothes, most upholstered furniture has care instructions that are specific to the fabric. Locate the care tag on your couch to find the best method of cleaning it. The care tag should read. Locate the label on the couch and browse the directions on how to clean upholstery. Listed below are the cleaning codes located on labels. W. Use a water-based cleaner on this fabric. S. Use a solvent-based cleaner. Dry clean only. With S. Can use water-based or solvent-based cleaners. X. Do not use water or solvent-based cleaners. Vacuum or brush clean only. Always spot check an inconspicuous area before cleaning your sofa. This will make sure you don't damage the fabric's finish. You can also check that the color doesn't run by using a small space of white cloth with your preferred cleaner. You should not use the same cleaning solution for the entire couch if the color is visible on the cloth. How to clean a couch? Regular couch cleaning and upkeep should do weekly to stop the long-term effect of spills or harm from routine wear and tear. Follow these three easy maintenance pointers to help expand the durability of your couch. Dry brush. Use a dry brush to loosen up any bits of fabric, debris, or dirt. Vacuum. To remove crumbs or other particles from your fabric couch, you should use a handheld vacuum. It will be easier to spot and concentrate on the most problematic stains when cleaning is done. Switch cushions. Turn the cushions around to decrease the look of being worn. Read also our comparison guide between sofa versus couch, https://www.newsdecor.com/sofa-vs-couch. The way to deep clean a couch. Sometimes routine maintenance cannot treat deeply embedded dirt and stains. For example, to properly deep clean a couch, you'll require cleaning fabrics, a stiff brush, baking soda, plus a vacuum cleaner with a brush attachment. Follow the following steps to find out how to wash a couch with baking soda. Examine your fabric. Baking soda is excellent for many things, for example, the elimination of dirt and embedded dirt on your couch. Test the fabric in an inconspicuous place, however, baking soda is secure for many kinds of upholstery. Brush the couch. Utilize a stiff brush to brush off crumbs, dust, and other debris. Apply baking soda. Baking soda can be used for more than baking. It is also a great cleaning agent. In fact, odors and further loosened stains can be removed by sprinkling baking soda over the entire couch. Baking soda can be used to remove deep-set stains. In a bowl, combine equal amounts of baking soda and water. Let the baking soda sit for between 15 and 20 minutes, depending on whether you use the dry or the wet solution. After the baking soda has absorbed all the stain, use a brush attachment to vacuum it up. As with all cleaning products, you should always spot treat a small sofa area before thoroughly cleaning it. The vacuum that the baking soda, use the brush attachment on your vacuum to eliminate the baking soda or mix thoroughly. Eliminate embedded stains. For almost any hard stains which are still existing, you may use an option that may work for the sort of fabric alongside a clean cloth for blotting stains away. For example, fabric upholstery may be cleaned with a mix of 3/4 cup hot water, 1/4 cup vinegar, 1 tablespoon of dish soap. For artificial upholstery, use a mixture of 1 cup warm water, 1/2 cup vinegar, and 1/2 tablespoon of dish soap. Use the mix, blend ingredients in a spray bottle and spray on the stains. Tip, to remove stubborn grease stains, you can use mild dish soap or a detergent and water combination. One note on deep cleaning upholstery. Deep cleaning upholstered furniture can seem difficult. Sometimes even the best home cleaning won't be enough. You may need to bring in a professional cleaner if your pet has had a bad experience with a fabric couch. It will be more expensive to let the professionals handle the stain, but it will save you time and help ensure that your sofa gets the best treatment. Read also, https://www.cleansweetsupply.com/best-baking-soda-brand/. How to steam clean your couch? A steam cleaner is another great option to clean a sofa. They can clean a fabric sofa with just heat and water. To make your job easier, use a steam cleaner with an upholstery attachment. To avoid burning your skin, follow the instructions. Heat rises, so keep your back straight when using the applicator. You may find it easier to move the couch away from walls and into a more open area where you can work around it. You can clean a fabric sofa with an upholstery steam cleaner by taking out the cushions and steam cleaning each side. Let each side air dry before you turn them over and clean the other side. This will prevent them from becoming damp. Instead of blasting one area with steam constantly, use the steamer attachment to make quick strokes. This will prevent the couch from getting waterlogged. Next, clean the frame. This should be done in small sections so that each part is thorough and not overlooked. Let the couch air dry before you return the cushions. This can be accelerated by having a fan nearby. How to deep clean a leather couch? Leather couches are more durable than most other couches and can withstand stains, and wear better than any other type of couch. Leather couches are usually easier to clean than microfiber or fabric couch. Still, some leather types need unique cleaning products. Leather couches and cushions are incredibly durable and resistant to stains. Therefore, it is essential that you properly care for and condition the leather. You will need to evaluate the condition of your couch before you do anything else. This will allow you to determine if any areas are more worn than others. The reaction of worn leather to oil, water, and cleaners is different from that of newer or less worn leather. Leather cleaning codes. Leather upholstery does not have the same cleaning codes as a synthetic or a fabric sofa. There are many types of leather. The type of leather used to clean leather sofas varies. Nubuck leather test. Place your hand on the couch. Do you notice a change in the color or feel it feels like velvet? You probably have a nubuck sofa. Nubuck is a porous material that absorbs moisture quickly and needs a special nubuck Suda cleaning kit. Suede leather test. Run your fingers along with the couch. Is it soft but rough in texture? You probably have a suede sofa. Like nubuck, suede also requires a unique cleaning product made for this soft and absorbent leather. Aniline leather test. Lightly scratch your couch with your fingernail. Is it possible for leather to be scratched by light pressure? You may have aniline leather, which requires a unique aniline leather cleaning kit. The finished leather test. This leather is highly durable and won't show any signs of wear. You will need a solution that is specifically designed for leather sofas made from finished leather. DIY leather care. This is a great way to clean leather couches that don't have nubuck, suede, or aniline. You can also make a simple cleaning solution with common household items. You can make your leather cleaning solution. However, you should test it on a small area of your couch before applying the solution to the rest. Do-it-yourself cleaning products are not guaranteed. Always test them on a small area of your couch before applying them to the rest. Cleaning instructions. Once you have completed the first steps to clean any couch type, it's time for the real work. These are the steps you should follow in cleaning your leather couch. 1. Choose the right leather cleaner. Use the information above to determine which leather cleaner is best for your couch. Mix equal amounts of vinegar and water in a bowl to make a DIY leather cleaner. Before cleaning the entire couch, always test one spot. 2. To apply the solution, you need to use a towel. Take one of your soft, clean cleaning cloths. To remove any excess water, soak the cloth in the solution. The cloth should be dampened, not soaked. 3. Clean your sofa. Use your cloth to wipe your leather sofa in a circular motion. Be sure to pay attention to stains and areas that are heavily soiled. 4. It should be dried. Use a different cloth to clean the sofa. Wipe down any damp or wet areas with a dry, clean cloth. 5. Condition it. Conditioning the leather after it has dried completely will prevent it from drying out and cracking. Note, leather couch cushions must be cleaned in the same way as the rest of the couch. Unlike other types of upholstery, leather couches don't usually have zip-off cushions covers that can be washed in the washing machine. FAQs. How to shampoo a couch? If you're attempting to find an even deeper wash, consider renting a steam or rug cleaner to wash your couch. Steam cleaners may be used on a broad range of upholstery, except for suede. Follow these steps to find out how to shampoo a couch. Vacuum the couch with your brush upholstery attachment and all sides of these cushions to remove any embedded stains or dirt. Fill out the chosen cleaning system using water and a cleaning detergent or solution most appropriate for your fabric kind. Begin cleaning the couch. Make sure to pull back the brush into an even and direct movement, moving with the grain of your couch substance if appropriate. After the cushions are dry, then place them back on the couch. How to clean couch cushions? If you're able to eliminate pillow covers and the label suggests they're machine washable, this is the easiest way to clean couch cushions. Otherwise, you can loosen debris and dirt from beating the cushions outside to a bright day. One advantage of doing so is that the sun's UV rays work to disinfect the fabric couch. How to disinfect a couch? While steam cleaning is a great way to disinfect a sofa, there are other options if you don't have one or wish to hire one. Rubbing alcohol is a great way to kill germs and other pathogens. 2 cups of rubbing alcohol, 1 cup water. Mix all the ingredients in a spray bottle. Spray the couch lightly with the mixture. Be careful not to make the couch too wet. Spray the frame as well as the cushions separately if you can. Allow the cushions and couch to air dry. How to clean a fabric sofa without using water? Baking soda is a great way to remove stains and dirt, especially wet. Sprinkle the baking soda over the affected area. Leave it for between 20 to 30 minutes or until it dries. To remove the baking soda, vacuum it up. Dry cleaning cloths can also be used to remove stains that have dried. These cloths come pre-treated with a dry cleaning solution, making them handy. Follow the care instructions. You can use most dry cleaning cloths to rub the stain gently. If the cleaning solution must be heated activated, heat it with a hairdryer. How to remove water stains from a couch? It's not that difficult to spill a glass of water on a cushion. If you had to choose between tea, coffee, or water, you would pick water. Your sofa will be fine as long as you quickly get to the spill. Clean up the spillage. Please turn on the liquid setting of your vacuum cleaner and let it soak up as much moisture as possible. Use a diluted vinegar solution to get rid of the stain. Water molecules attach to sofa fibers and particles, hidden dirt and dust included. Vinegar can be used to break up the stain, provided that it is diluted and sprayed lightly. Wipe the spill with a towel. Some towels can hold 7 times their weight in water. How to remove grease stains from the couch? Dish soap is the best method to get rid of grease stains. This soap is designed to cut through grease quickly. Add 1 teaspoon of detergent to 2 cups water. Gently blot the stain with a sponge or cloth. A dry cleaning cloth is a better choice if you don't have access to a water-based cleaner. These cloths can also be treated to remove grease quickly. How to clean couch cushion foam? Sometimes the spillage will get into the sofa and reach the upholstery lining. The best way to get rid of the sofa is to remove it and clean the stain from the foam. Use a vinegar solution to wash the foam in the cushions. Mix about a half cup of water and a few drops of vinegar. Apply the cleaning solution to a cloth. Gently blot the dirt with the cloth, then let dry in an open area. These steps can be used to clean the upholstery cover if it isn't removable. Can you use a carpet cleaner on a couch? You can clean a sofa with a carpet cleaner. Carpet shampooers can be used on upholstery, even sofas. You should ensure that the cleaner you use is safe for your sofa. This can be done by checking the cleaning codes attached to the sofa. Conclusion: the above are simple ways to wash your couch that are simple to implement and deliver unexpected outcomes. However, if the stains on your sofa are overly stubborn, request the assistance of specialized cleaning products. Hopefully, those as mentioned above have helped you create the ideal choice for your living area. Video. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=gigawolfjh6knppp=ugmeg2arabgay% 3d